Glenn Lowy won at 36. Glenn Lowy was the defending champion. These two guys went all the way to the finals, all the way to the end, and ended in a tie. We don't want to do that on the Roto Experts. It's, it's much like wrestling where there's no real draw. It's not a thing. The crowd gets pissed off when there's a draw. So we don't want our crowd pissed off at us. So, Eric, if you had to determine a champion, number one, how would you do it? And number two, who do you believe the champion
should
be?
Before Eric goes, just for everybody listening, it was not pre-established in the rules how a playoff tie would be broken.
All right, there you go.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, Eli, what do you think we should do?
And that's the reason we're having this meeting of the minds this morning, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
One way or the other. Now, for me, in a league like this, I didn't check back, but to me, if they played head-to-head, the winner of the head-to-head would win.
Okay.
And I like points, and I know fantasy is all about points and stuff, but to me, if they played head-to-head throughout the season, whoever won that matchup has first choice. If they haven't, who has the most points for?
Did y'all play?
Did you guys play each other?
I don't know that we did. Glenn, did we play? I don't think you were interested in that, didn't you?
I don't know.
I don't think we did.
You played something.
I did not check that.
I think we played. I think you kept it to. I got to tell you. I mean, this to me is really more of just a complete failure on the commissioner because this is just a mess. We're not using decimals.
That's declaring.
This is terrible. I'm sorry. All right, here's the league schedule. Let's check this out. Good. See, I like that idea. All right, Manzo, let's go through your schedule here. All team schedule. Let's go to
Greg is perusing the schedule to see if.
Here we go.
These
all
guys
right.
Played head.
Just bringing that music back.
Yeah. Oh, that's probably. You know what? It's easier to do. Where is Glenn Lowy? Here we go. Okay. Glenn Lowy, you played Eric Young. You beat Eric Young in week one, 150-86. Just saying.
We're not talking. We're not talking about that.
Okay. In week 10, Albie Manzo and Chris Manzo, kind of. Played.
Officially.
Glenn Lowy.
I mean, we were limping bad by then, but
you put up 132 points that week.
So with limping,
and that was not enough. To beat Glenn Lowy, you put up 137.
Wow, we've been close all year. Then.
You have
really.
Glenn Lowy defeated Eric. Glenn Lowy defeated Albie and Chris 137-132 in week 10, head to head.
I mean, you know, in full disclosure, Eric, you did send me one or two pretty garbage trades that I turned down. So I feel like we might be a little bit slanted. I mean, he could have been like perusing it a little bit just now. This might be him getting his revenge on me.
You never know what people know. So I'm not going to send you a fair way. You know, I play in several leagues where people have no idea, and those seem good to them.
Listen, I mean, look, at the end of the day, guys, it's one game. The championship is one game. We didn't play this in week 10. We played it now.
That's true. I agree with that.
I would personally say I'm not a big fan of like what happened during the regular season because now you're talking about the league Super Bowl. I'm still, it's just me, and I'd like to get Eric's opinion on Eric. Two of the ones we came up with that the guys seem to be in agreement more, either they have a one-week playoff on DraftKings or FanDuel daily, or we have somebody figure out the percentage points, of the final week.
Glenn, how's that trip to Radio Shack going?
You know what? There's a long line,
right?
But I think it should be opening up.
The return still,
Eric. What do you think of those two ways to decide: the DraftKings week 17 or figuring out the percentage points?
Yeah, I think DraftKings is exciting. The percentage points, I mean. That's just another adding up points and stuff about the regular season. So if it's not going to be about the regular season, if it's not going to be about the head-to-head, if it's not going to be about the points for, then there should be another game. So to me, like, the most important thing is wins. It doesn't matter if it's fantasy football or not. This league was decided on who has wins and losses. That's how playoffs are decided, who gets in and who doesn't. You know, like, I mean, we've all had that where you – have the most points for, and somehow magically you don't make it into the playoffs. Well, that's how football's decided. Let's not forget that the Baltimore Ravens won a Super Bowl. So, like, to me, if you're going to have it not about the numbers, not about fantasy football, then have them play a daily game. I've never thought about that. That's a super cool idea, but it still, to me, in my opinion, is it would be the head-to-head, and if it's not head-to-head, it would be whoever scored the most points that year.
Which,
and I'm pretty sure I looked at that, and it was Glenn.
Yes.
It was Glenn on both. So he won during the regular season, and he had most points for, so my vote would be for Glenn.
Yeah, I mean,
but if you guys want to do a playoff.
No, I didn't want to cut you off. I mean, sorry about that, but I didn't want to, like, you know, I did enough research on this to completely betray what I usually think.
Okay.
So, yeah, while it is about wins, just not today.
Right.
And while it is about points, just not today either.
Absolutely.
we play to win the game.
Right.
The game.
Hello?
Not the season.
Right.
That's what you do. Play to win the game.
That's a good point.
So, you know, to me, I think, you know, we can stretch this out with the decimals because that is the game.
Yeah.
That's what it
no
was.
Question.
Okay.
No question.
Or I'm down to go to the daily.
That's
now
true.
It's a weird week to go to daily,
it's
but
week 17.
I'm down to do that.
Huh. The decimal is the truest form of it, though.
Well, hold on. I mean, that was the game, right?
Yeah.
So, I'm not going to say that, because Greg's looking at me right now like he's done the math.
We need a mathlete.
Yeah.
Scott?
The thing is here is that we tied, and this is the fantasy equivalent of going to overtime. You could stretch it out to the decimal points before the game. Eric, what we meant was, is like you play on my fantasy league, it's got decimal points. This league had no decimal points. Somebody manually rescored with the decimal points. But the official way that it ended was in a tie.
Yeah.
And this would be the fantasy equivalent of overtime, because Albie, in my eyes, has earned the right to advance to another sort of round or period or whatever year. It's like you say, it's not about the regular season.
I mean, look, it's what you play it for, right? I mean, and there are so many things. Yeah. Like, and you can't, to me, the reason I don't like going back to a game in season is you don't know who is on bye week and all that stuff. That's why the playoffs are set up how they're set up. There's nobody on bye week. You're playing all your guys. You know, there aren't really, you know, guys getting benched because of playoff implications and stuff like that in this week. So that's the argument, right? Mm-hmm. So here we are.
Right.
That was the game. So either stretch it out, or, you know, we can bring it to DraftKings. I'm fine with that.
Stretching it out, to me, stretching it out, if you do, then you have to do it with guys that are on your bench only. Like, you can only, if you play DFS, you have to pick guys that are on your bench. You can't draft a whole other team if we're talking about it being
I like that idea.
Here's my beef with bench points, too.
You can't just go and pick the best quarterback and he scores 40 points and then you somehow win on a team that's not even part of your team.
Yeah, right. That's what I mean. Like, you know, you're not just pulling guys off your...
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Only these players on your team in DraftKings. That's a good idea.
The problem for Glenn, though, is he's got Dak Prescott and Ben Roethlisberger, and neither one of them might play all game.
Well, good for Albie.
I mean, I've got guys also that can't walk. I mean, like, my whole bench is literally a bench. Like, you know.
Can we go back to where the commissioner didn't have this set up?
I don't believe we have time for that, unfortunately. Eric, how did the rest of your leagues go? I know you're in about 40,000 of them or so. So how did the rest of your leagues go this year?
Well, I was in seven, so it's close to 40,000. I'm not good at math either.
Right.
But I was in finals of two. I made it in the playoffs in all of them except for two. So it was close, and I had Prescott going on Monday night, and he actually made it really exciting in the other league. So I won the flex PPR league by drafting Torrey Smith and Kamar Aiken.
Oh my god! god!
So that's a real experiment in PPR, because I mean, I think like 90 receivers went in the first five rounds, and I went the opposite way. I went running back. So I had Miller, I had Johnson, I had Corral, I had I had Ingram, I had Latavius Murray. So I was loaded at running back, and I won. So there's an argument to be made that drafting all wide receivers in even a PPR league doesn't work either.
Yeah, there you go. Congratulations, Eric, that you survived that.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
That's awesome.
I survived.
You survived that, and you fought that, and like you were with us that lost Keenan Allen. You were able to survive those brutal picks with Kamar Aiken and Torrey Smith.
I had no fab money after week six because I'm a reckless fool.
What happened to the fab money? Please don't tell me you took it to the Gentleman's Club.
I would have. they don't take fab money there. I've tried that.
Oh, man, me too.
Eric, we appreciate you hopping on with us for a few minutes. We look forward to watching you on Wednesday nights on NXT, and we'll definitely talk to you again soon.
Appreciate it, guys.
Absolutely.
Good luck with this one. I'm excited to see what happens.